Q107. Do you want to answer rock trivia today?
Yeah, was it the Faces?
No, it is not the Faces. Good guess, my friend. Thanks a lot for calling.
Okay.
Hi, Q107. Do you want to try and answer rock trivia this afternoon?
Yeah, is it Led Zeppelin?
It is not Led Zeppelin, my friend. Thanks a lot for trying.
Okay, thanks a lot, buddy.
Take care. Hi, Q107. Are you trying the rock trivia psychedelic answer and the psychedelic question today?
Yeah.
What is your guess?
Rod Stewart?
It is not Rod Stewart. What made you think that? No, sorry. Good try.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks for calling. Hi, Q107. Are you trying rock trivia this afternoon?
Yes, I am.
Do you have a correct answer, maybe?
Possible.
Let me hear it.
Rod Stewart in the Faces.
No, it's not Rod Stewart. Good try, sir. Thanks a lot for calling. Hi, Q107.
You got a winner yet?
No, I don't. Do you know the answer?
Is it Deep Purple?
It is not Deep Purple. Good good try, man.
QQ107.
We're still looking for a winner on Psychedelic Rock Trivia this afternoon at Q107. Here's the question once again. Which popular British band's offstage antics and onstage altercations led to its being barred from touring this country for 4 years? And another hint, before turning to music full-time, the leader of this band was a Golden Gloves boxer and a soccer player. Who do we have with us on the line now? We've gone through about 30 phone calls. Nobody with the correct answer. Who do we have with us now?
This is Javed Jaffrey.
Javed Jaffrey.
Yes?
Javed, do you have an answer to the psychedelic rock trivia question this afternoon?
I think I know. I think it's the Kinks.
Javed, you're a smart guy.
Oh, that's great.
The answer is the Kinks. It's kind of a trick question, I suppose. It's strange in the fact that, although the reasons are still unclear, the Kinks were barred from working in North America by the Musicians Union during the years of 1965 to 69. And some of the other hints I was going to give, Javed, if nobody could answer the question, was they are one of the most covered groups, and such artists as Van Halen, Gary Lewis and the Playboys and the Pretenders have all recorded more than one of this group's compositions. And as we have just mentioned, the answer, of course, is the Kinks. And Javed, I hope you're into this prize stash that we have for you this afternoon. Some great stuff included, as I mentioned, from Flash Jacks at 361 Young Street, all sorts of patchouli oil and things to make you remember the psychedelic era. How's that sound?
Well, that sounds great because I'm a 60s fanatic, I guess you could say. So, you know, that goes right along with what I'm...
All right, so how do you spend your Sunday afternoons?
Listening to Psychedelic Sunday on Q107.
They seek him here. They seek him there. Clothes are loud, but never square. It will make or break him, so he's got to buy the best. Cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. And when he does his little rounds round the boutiques of London town, pursuing all the latest fancy trends, cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is.
Thinks he is a flower to be looked at, and when he pulls the frilly nylon and is raked up tight, he feels a dedicated follower of fashion.
Oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is. There's one thing that he loves, and that is flattery. One week he's in polka dots, the next week he's in stripes. But he's a dedicated follower of fashion. They seek him here, they seek him there, in
Regent Street and Leicester Square. Everywhere the Carnavician army marches on, each one a dedicated follower of fashion. Built round discotheques and parties. This pleasure-seeking individual always because he's a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is.
He flits from shop to shop just like a butterfly. Matters of the club, he is as thicker as can be, cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. He's a dedicated follower of fashion. He's a dedicated follower of
all the moments,
the bar began to say,
oh, yeah. Chum FM and the Dream Academy will dedicate that song to the people who live in Magnetowan, life in a northern town, and also Berlin there from the Top Gun soundtrack and Take My Breath Away. 823 with Gore James, 21 degrees now, a high of 25 today. Cloudy, basically, for a Friday, and let's hear the clue one more time for the morning mystery oldie. All right, let's go to the phones and see if we can get ourselves a winner this morning on the morning mystery oldie. Chum FM, who's calling?
It's Fred Nelson.
Hi, Fred.
Hi. Did you get a winner?
No, you're the first caller, Fred.
Am I?
Yeah, so let's make it a good one.
Well, I'm not too sure, but I'm probably wrong. I think it's Wipeout?
No.
Oh, eh?
That's a good guess, though, actually. Yeah. But thanks
All
for
right.
calling.
Good morning, Gord.
Okay, you too. Okay. Bye. What did he say to me? No, only kidding. Hi, Chum FM, who's
All
calling?
Right. Do you have a winner yet?
No, but I asked you first. Who's calling?
My name is Javed.
Hi, Javed?
Yes.
All right, this is Gord.
All right.
Hi. Do you have an answer for us in the morning mystery oldie?
Yes, I do. It's the Gentrys. Keep on dancing.
Well, keep on partying. Congratulations. You're going to go see Bill Cosby at the CNE Sunday night.
Oh, thank you.
You're very welcome. And we're going to play that classic from 1963-5. Hey, I was just going into high school then, right after this. Kingswood.
Frank, what if it's a bird we're calling?
Marge and I are just out buying a Doberman.
The Gentrys give us our morning mystery oldie from 1965 and keep on dancing at 8:25 on Chum FM.
I keep on dancing.
FM and it's